outline itself four parts. That's how we deal with it. And as you can see, the first part is just going to give a bit of background for the context. And then the second part will zoom into the performance information for the year and also indicating some of the service delivery and the list of challenges. Then the third part will give a financial management method that will take you through the overview of budget, the classification of the financial year, and also mainly part four will give the audit outcomes, the findings of the operation, where we will go deeper into what we will call it and what we change from the day. Now, by way of background, we wanted just to indicate to the community that financial year 2009-10 was quite a challenging year. The year was FAFSA for the first time had to adopt a new approach to its financial reporting and also a new system that supports that kind of environment. Now, that is the year also when FAFSA reviewed the call in the previous year, 2008-09. FAFSA reported in its financial statements an overdraft of about 400 million. Now, the revised figure in terms of the accrual basis pushed that amount to 410. And that is the year also that FAFSA reported accumulated deficit. Which in total was about 384 million. I'm talking now of the accumulated deficit. We raised this in the context because that is when a very, very challenging situation. The FAFSA had amongst other things to deal with the expansion of social assistance while also dealing with managing the deficit. And amongst other things we do so was to implement measures commonly referred to as austerity measures to curtail on expenditure, and that process and that exercise has a way of affecting service unfortunately because we have to balance the issue of managing your costs and also ensuring that we maintain a certain level of but in this period, in fact, the expansion of services because of the policy changes around all the affecting pensions as well as taxes and that. Now, I've indicated just now that also in the year where enormous and radical changes had to be effected in terms of the reporting system from the previous reporting methods that were adopted in line with the rest of other government departments, which is basically your cash, modified cash basis of reporting to an accrual basis of reporting. We'll come back later during the financial presentation to give you more information of what is involved, what is involved in that process, and what FAFSA has in order to prepare for such information. Also, what very challenges were experienced in the process, which actually resulted to be the adverse audit report or rather negative audit opinion of the professionals. Now, if we continue with the background, we just here also rather want to indicate to the members that FAFSA, we must not shy away from that. FAFSA inherited a problem, a problematic system, serious problems around that administration. And therefore, it's one of the priorities as indicated in the strategic plan year after year is to ensure that we improve and ensure efficiency and cost effectiveness in the way that that administration is done. Now, this has to be done in this context because we have now a system where the service itself is expanding at a exponential growth. You have 3.2 million beneficiaries of the system in the United States, which grew up to 14 million in the
Number, about
this activity plan is in a detailed slide basis of 1.7. That side is embarked on the Ebola living cost. We've been on a number of occasions the channel. We've been also on various platforms communicating this particular drive. This is nothing new. It's something that FASA should have done. And the challenge is because of capacity for the state that they have not been done properly in the past. So we are chasing the backlogs of reviews, which have assisted us to identify those beneficiaries or those drafts that needed to be last. But also, the review achieved a number of things under the task for people who are last. We also identify those in need during those processes. Sometimes we find that the beneficiary has qualified for additional benefits, but they have not yet received those benefits. And during that, we pick up all those benefits, and we are able to assist those people. So the intention of the group should not be primarily seen as targeting the lapse of benefits, but it's more to ensure that people are still going through the have to get the benefit, those need the benefits, and we get the benefits. Now, we just going to now go through each of the priorities. Customer care center benefits, administration and system management, as well as improved organizational capacity, as well as the last one, comprehensive and integrated social security administration and management. Now, in terms of the first priority, looking at the implementation of the policy changes and the legislative amendment. Now, we had achieved an increase of 1,031,000 in grant uptake, which represents a growth of 7.5%. Then that is the overall uptake in grant on a year-on-year basis. So, while the decrease in total disability and war veterans grant of the the decrease of disability grants was largely due to intensive review and lack of several disability grants. On industry validation, the target was to reach 129,000 men that are aged between 51 and 65 by end of March. Now, in total, we reached 168 that is the age group I referred to. And that gives us about 7.4%, which means we could not get to the other 29,000. Now, the reason for this vary, but I think largely the implication or the impact of the financial constraint that FASA had, and in fact, it is really a feature here that we are going to take a bit of before we get this thing better. However, there are good news I will talk about later when we present financial information. But the first 2 years, that is the 9-10, 10-11, fines are going to indicate that the hardest workers to be affected with that in terms of bell tightening. And the main issues here is the moratorium on the filling of boats. We identify that we have to fill critical posts. In fact, this process was overseen by both the Department and Treasury, where we would agree in a budget task team in terms of the austerity measures that we needed to put. In some instances, we went out of our way to kind of loosen up on those strict measures that we agreed to at that forum. Because the reality will say to us, we need to do or to take drastic measures to address the crisis situation in the area. The other area was on traveling. If you go, especially on the outreach programs, the implications of the budget are very tangible in the picture. So, in fact, look at the situation, look at what was achieved, I would say, it is quite hard by any standard to the financial constraints that FASA has. The second one on the CSG at 69.4, I think that one was quite a good achievement in the sense that the annual target was 73, which means that But at the time, it was 970, and we actually considered it free. Now, that annual package was assuming every time the taxpayer was taking the economy, that the change or the policy change would be affected on the 1st of April. And yet, as we know, that people only were affected on the 1st of October during the adjustment budget. And PEDA change was implemented in January the following year. So that has been connected on the achievement of the target. Basically, you would ultimately achieve 50% of the activities, but I think that's what part of the target was achieved was 9.4. Under the automated core business systems, you will see that we have three central systems that are being rolled out in SAFA. It's the IGAP. IGAP and MIS are related. Basically, IGAP is the improved organization engine, which basically is to look at learning the MIS itself. In fact, IGAP is the workflow module of the MIS to be able to make sure that your application processes are electronically, and you can be able to shape the application up to the file. Now, the MIS, as it was known previously, is the registry module which was rolled out to all the nine registries. Now, the importance is that you also need the workflow, which only has been rolled out in the first stage at IGAP. Now, in the check plan, it was indicated that 5 regions would be covered with the financial year 2010. We indicated in the achievement that target was, in our assessment, when we look at it, did not have much basis, that it was not realistic. Because there was no money in terms allocated for that rollout at the time. So only now, with part of the budget that Trevor gave us from April going forward, we can be able to roll out this automated system. So it's something that the members probably will raise questions, but I just want to be honest to say we really not believe that the target was realistic. The MIS, yes, in terms of the registry module, all the regions have the MIS rolled out. And then we are confident that now all the regions in 1911 will be running on the national platform. That is the two regions, the 10th and the 15th, they have the old systems, and we are ready that we so that they are applying to the rest of the country. The ERP system was fully implemented. We did not implement the I module. We took a conscious decision that we postponed the I modules because we also were confronted with financial constraints. The money that was used to roll out the ERP was so vehement from other areas, largely the handling fee, because we renegotiated the contract. So we were able to save money on that to roll out the ERP. Now the core modules were rolled out. I modules basically is your, a good example would be your new application module. It's not part of your core human resource management module. That including your salary module, which is what is equivalent to HEPA, and the finance modules, which is your assets, your liabilities, and inventory modules. On beneficiary maintenance, the target was to increase the percentage of beneficiaries notified of administrative action and to improve systems of administration and management of reviews. Now, 97.9% of the targeted beneficiaries were notified of administrative action prior to the lapse of their grant. The development of a computerized data quality management system was not achieved due to lack of funds to acquire external expertise to do that. This computerized data quality management system will now form part of the total computerization. And this automation, basically, we are talking computerization of the manual process. The implementation of internal review mechanism could not be implemented due to delays in approval of legislation. Well, we have now implemented, remember the legislation now has been passed. in October last year. So we followed the financial year. We did it now sitting in terms of that. In the regulation, we now all the comprehensive payment management system, the comprehensive payment management framework was developed and approved by North American Education Challenge. And then consequently, the agency devised its approach to improve payment system in South Africa, which is the new system that will be rolling out in the next 3 to 5 years. In addition, the agency implemented a strategy to promote electronic payments as an alternative to cash payment. Now, this deals with beneficiaries where there is infrastructure and they are able to meet the banks or terms that they are paid or to use your merchant for pay points, point of sale facilities. Now, the movement has saved us some money in terms of, because we do, it's more costly to pay cash than using other electronic payment channels, which in fact are more even convenient and safer for the beneficiaries. So 23.4% reduction in cash payment from 6.3 million to 4.8. And the bank payments almost doubled from 1.9 million to 2.8 million in that financial year. On the implementation of the disability management model, this targeted region for implementation, and they implemented the prioritized element of the disability management model, which includes the gatekeeping, the medical assessment, and medical formulas, and this was actually the potential saving for the agency. Then, to decrease temporary disability plan applications significantly, temporary disability plan applications significantly by implementing the 3 months waiting period before the application. In order to minimize fraud with processing of disability plan, the agency is additionally applying for the serial number. It's an important control. I'm sure that you don't get people using, exchanging the approved forms and use that for claiming customer relationship management strategy. We plan to develop a new prioritized element of the customer relationship management and integrated community registration outreach program, ICOM. Customer relationship management, although the strategy was not approved, there were elements of self-delivery initiatives that were implemented in some of our locations to improve customer experience. The problems were more to look at the challenges in our local offices with improved becomes, especially the possession that we face during the review period. That is the discussion. So we introduced those offices, entire management, social management, customer care, charter, community, and capacity management. Now this thing is still at an early stage. We are seeing quite positive results in offices where they have already rolled out new initiatives. Where, for instance, we experience people who are going through and we flip over the roads to those local offices. Now we are able to manage by giving people specific dates and times to come and visit the offices. And also ensuring that we see the local offices and people who inquire and manage the truth to ensure that people are directed to relevant inquiry of counters. Also, on the IPROC, the development of that strategy itself was not achieved with that financial year. However, the services were taken closer to provincial beneficiaries, especially those in the rural areas using mobile phones. I think basically the strategy is basically to have a document that manages these initiatives. Because this initiative also leads to broader other government community outreach programs. So we have now that we have two this program of financial year. This doesn't deliver the model to a very important group for Safar in terms of the new vision on how Safar should conduct its business and deal with its challenges. Perhaps it would be quite important given the time that the committee has a special presentation on this model, then you can understand four phases and elements of it. It covers the entire value chain within FAFSA in terms of how FAFSA needs to do the business differently. And the beauty about it, when you roll out the new ICT technology systems, you'll be able then to piggyback on the new model that FAFSA has controlled. Now, if we move the technology too quickly to improve organizational performance, under this priority, the objective was to enhance the agency's efficiency and improve access to services, making sure that the key pillars and items, especially around human resources, are improved. Now, the development and approval of most internal control policies was achieved. However, there is still more work to be done in making some of the policies of this. Additionally, we have to do more on the new financial policies. Because we have to change the way we do it. Then the other area was the improved access, our access to local offices. Now most local offices and people are accessed with the beneficiaries. The concern that there are local officers and people that are worse in terms of the condition. And this is actually in line with what I said earlier, the backlog that Safar inherited. But if you look at the overall and office networks that Safar has, those few that are in the situation or other conditions that are acceptable have been given priority in line with the allocated budget. Therefore, we also invested some money in the infrastructure to improve some of the stakeholders in the country. Obviously, as I indicated, there's still more work and more budget allocation that we can get in this direction. We also continued with efforts to market proper services across the board. We also approved the corporate compliance and integrity policy. There were some delays due to consultation of what we did within the organization. We implemented benefits or the education element of the integrity model. Using that to expand on that integrity model, which means that about 2,000 grand beneficiaries were verified for eligibility. Basically, what the model does, it actually applies certain instruments to test whether those people who have grants, in fact, deserve to have those grants. This is where we identify a number of problems in different states. When you roll out this model, identify the children that will get this grant, or the twins that will tend to be a victim while they expect to have it. 7,400 granting applications were conducted, and then 6,400 people were taken to court for grant fraud. And we have also inspected 314. We also implemented the corporate compliance model in the 6th region, and 91 inspections were conducted in the 6th region. On the litigation side, I think we can just mention that the new strategy that was implemented assisted us to drop the litigation cases drastically from about 15,000 in 2008-09 to approximately 2,700 in challenge has been identified around the management of performance. We have set down management and we have directed a human capital management to review the implementation of the TMPS policy. Because we often view that currently it still allows a lot of flexibility and it does not necessarily achieve correctly what it's supposed to achieve, that is to reward good performance. And so show corrective measures for support. We also implemented wellness programs. I think you should see financial management programs where staff are taken through what we found that this is contributing to the distress level amongst our staff and also the regular health programs where staff are given opportunities to undertake regular check on management, I think on that slide it has been the focus on the cases that we dealt with, saving about 180 million. The basic details is in the later stage. Brand administration challenges, I think this one, in a way, I think I've touched on. On service point and local systems, we find that the key challenges we have is long queues or long waiting periods. The people sitting over any arrival at the end of the hours of the morning to come to our service point, repeated by clients and the level of organization. Now, on the payment services side, we also have a large number of pay points that we have basic facilities. Also, have rural pay points that require excellent infrastructure attention. And there are things important things of exploitation of beneficiaries by nature and management. Now, on record management, the challenges on physical infrastructure are indicated the conditions of our registries, which are paper based, and each challenge, the space problems also are experienced there because we find that those warehouses are now full capacity and that results in a lot of fires missing security orders and many other critical information that can be missing. And these are the challenges I'm still narrating for now. I'll come back to the work that we have to do. We on the reviews, we have significant backlogs that we intend to in terms of review of that. We've been talking millions of times, we're not talking a few times, the review process is costly because we have to spend less than ever to beneficiaries. And the management of the group is also time bound, so that we start focusing on the reviews because of the capacity problem. They sometimes have to go to focus on the reviews instead of new applications, dependency on certain. Other family partners in certain instances. But we have put up structures now in place, especially with BSD home affairs and practice, to deal with how we manage the vintage in terms of improving the and I think those programs are working well. Now, on fraud management, the nature of buffer people is mainly vulnerable to the high risk of fraud and corruption. The lack of interdependent collaboration, sometimes collusion of staff, and the lack of online interaction has resulted in an environment where fraud is flourishing. Given the perceived inability of staff done by region, and to adjust the budget to every area from the financial meeting. It was after the government between housing and the poor for this social democracy strength. But I think now the part we're moving through is the only findings and progress towards transfer from household budgets. Now, by way of background, I think in order to give indication of this is now talking to the qualified opinion. There are two opinions by the AG. There is a qualified opinion on the revised budget, then there is a general opinion on the budget, the administration budget. Now, within the background says that the agency, although it is in the state, a qualified opinion in the initial year of the which was largely the result of the same issues around registry management. There was a concerted effort to get contract workers to clean up and make sure that they update those records. But that was to deal with the situation at the time. But the root cause of that remained unchanged, which is why we feel that in the following year, the same year, the whole issue of growth in the beneficial number of the manual process and the paper required to make now, that ultimately resulted in the fourth year, the Auditor General picking up that there are a number of files that are missing. Now, in the past, Auditor General would pick up a sample and within that sample and look at how much if you quantify the number of files missing, how much it gives you compared to their materiality level, and then they will take this within the materiality level. But in the 9-10 financial year, the new approach is to say you pick up that sample, you look at the quantity in terms of that sample, but you don't then base your opinion on the quantity of the sample. You then look at what would be the error rate in the entire population. Was the 40 million beneficiary, if you pick up from a sample of 100, for example, you pick up 10 files, that's 10% of the 100. Now, what a general reason, if you get 10% from the sample, then what is the 10% of 40 million? Then it becomes quite sophisticated. So, the new approach is not only because the auditor general wanted to do it, it's an international standard that has come changed to say the audit must consider the entire population in that. So I'm giving that background so that we understand that those problems that are there, which really need attention around the way we manage and finance remain unchanged and therefore resulted in really no approach of costing to the total extrapolation of a possible a number of grants that could not be verified would be about, in the estimated about 10 billion in total, which then resulted in the population out of the population of about 80 billion expenditure. Now, some of the findings, this is what has been stated, we then utilize information on the management information system to look at what is the magnitude of the problem. Other than the sample, because the sample increased by the Auditor General was 2005. Now, we look at the entire region, all the 9 regions, how many files that in the system we identify as missing files. Then we came up with a number of 5,500 across the board. And the documents are also within the file. It could be a medical report, it could be an ID, etc. Those documents that were not in the file, we came to a figure of 169,000. Now that requires a significant amount of work to ensure that those files are dated, those files are found. Most of the files, we think that they were the files that were supposed to be in one province but are sitting in another province because of the migration of the beneficiaries. So those transfers time it was handled, and then so that was the first task that we had to embark on. We said all those 5 months we need to do the better than the today. Now all those things that required us to set aside money for transport for 4 year services, etc., to make sure that the other files were files that were in those kind of different offices that were not yet filed in the regional office warehouse. Those files also had to get a dedicated staff. We appointed them as we have people to do that. Now, the way of the challenges around non-performance of grants, which is the project that I indicated, suffered in the background now to make sure that all the things are done. Therefore, accountability of social stress, this is basically on the issue of internal control processes around the award of internal social campaigns. And then management of projects have the process issue. Now, if you look at process against that, these are the targets that I've spoken about on the plan. Now, the action plan that was given to Water General ran over a period of 3 years. And this is simply because of the magnitude of the problem, the fire that we have a phased approach of dealing with. It requires capacity, it requires human resources, it requires capacity in terms of money. So we have agreed that 165,000 must be addressed in 2010. So far, we have managed to get 168,000 to include all the regions. And then we will complete that. But in all regions, we already completed 100% of those missing files. Now, when I say completed 100% of missing files, we actually got those records and actually make sure that they are actually complete. Now, the danger is people don't move for the long term solution. You will, in the next year, you will recognize the same problem because this thing is more labor intensive. You appoint special teams to do this now. So, once we get into a commission, then we'll be able to avoid the position, which is why I'm saying. We happy that at least the allocation for us to be in. Missing critical documents, I think we have achieved 90% and 100% in 3 regions, policies, 1 region is not at 100% level. The target of the 2,000 is a fair, 5.2% completed progress and reviews. We were able to do 1.9 million beneficiaries. And then 3 million file instructions. Now, the file instructions, all those files that were kept in our warehouse or in our registry, where beneficiaries are no longer taking time, we have died from time there, and those files need to be destroyed. So, the bulk of the files have already been identified, separated. And we are ready for the country, but so far we have actually managed to store only 149,000. I'm going to try to move back to see how I just keep on the more important issues. Some of the slides we give, for example, that information on budget that I think. The most important thing here is that if you take 2009, those who have looked at the financial results in last year, you'll find that there has been a change. The total expenditure, total deficit reflected the 839 was almost half the because of the cash flow of accrual. Of accounting. I think you actually have to put more expenditure because some of the information that you are not putting under cash, that is invoices that you have not paid, you have actually put it under expenditure. Non-cash items like depreciation of assets, you actually now put on the expenditure. So much of the budget is also still on cash basis, but the expenditure is on core accounting. That puts in figure to 8.9 million. Now this is where I can take a few measures to get that them in contract. We then have 490.10, which is the actual deficit for the year. And then that deficit for the year will reduce further in the industry. Our projection is that as a crisis, this is an agreement with pressure. The federal renegotiated, as you know, last year, the payment contract. We targeting to have a positive of 426. That is now for the year. Then that 426 will be able to reduce the balance of input for which is in line with the challenge. So the challenge is over the next 3 years, we must be able to clean up or recover or improve your position. This is just the bad type of money that I'm going to say, so I don't want to say much time there. Now, I think we get now to the software administration budget. Which is expected to have 4.6 and 4.5 billion in 10% interest. And these are just statistics on the part of growth. And I think I've already spoken about the issue around which is what 89 and 490 and 10. And the action that we're taking to address the this is just giving, just like giving some of the nature areas in FAFA. What then, maybe I can highlight here is that the bulk of the expenditure goes to handle that the CIO or Chief Information Officer. move to the new software habit, and the new caretaker was following a previous tender. In the past year, and then the transition of the tender. And that tender was basically to assist the agency with replacing the bus and other systems, which is what is generally known as the ERP tender. Now, because now that tender, when SASA was established, then it was finished, so that SASA came forward the process. SASA unfortunately had serious capacity problems in year one, because you had only the territory that in fact majority of the people who were at SASA were settled your problems with the Department of and at the regional level, the provinces that continued to support SASA to enable you to find a new territory. Now, some of the decisions that should have taken place was to actually put at a broad plan to say what is the appropriate time frame required to roll out the new system, financial management system, and what is the appropriate time frame required to convert to the new reporting system that's going to come. Because in 2 years, being as a treasurer, that is going to be having a basis because the venture period must be informed by the plan. What is the plan and when will SASA be ready to implement the new system? So, in the first year of operation of SASA, there isn't any work done on the rolling out of planning the rolling out of the system. Because there was capacity, there was capacity process. Then, towards the end of the financial year, then there was three more directly supported, including the CFO, who was on contract. Then CFO was given the task to conduct managing the ERP rollout process. The CFO in the following year now, the CFO started engaging in the processes. However, because of the SASA had to manage two systems, they had to run the bus system, which is your current cash-based system. Then they were focusing on putting people who can actually run those systems effectively. And the focus on the ERP was then tourism, because the issue was like that. We need to ensure that SASA can continue where provinces have left us and do continue to do it. Now, that capacity constraint perhaps is an issue that at the time should have informed both the Department of Treasury in terms of going forward to the implementation of the new system. Because the implementation of new systems like ERP, as well as converting from cash to accrual, is a huge task which requires adequate time and adequate payment. So what then happens is that in year two again, only the initial stages of planning was completed by SASA. Now that was almost the end of the 2 years, and then SASA was then applied for a 10-year extension of service for implementation of that. Now, in the third year, rather towards the end of that second year, then the CFO was hardly a year in the office. They had problems with management, and his conduct was terminated before time. And there was a period also when there was no CFO until the beginning of 2008, which is the new CFO was appointed around March 2008. To take over and run that process. Now that was already the third year of the extension for the ERP. So in that third year, essentially, that's when things started rolling with the expectation of that the system would be rolled out by October 2008. Unfortunately, all going up with that, the system was not ready and the processes were not ready. Then Treasury was approached for a further extension, and then Treasury could not run that extension at the time because it was already 3 years, three-year process. So basically, SASA point was put in a situation where it had to fast track the rolling out of the system because the extension is not possible, or to continue to utilize the cash increase of accounting, which will then result in the auditor general qualifying the account. So whichever way the option that would have opted for, they would have in any case was a negative report for the auditor general. The one would be the fact that the system was not ready and therefore the reconciliation could not be completed in time. If you go for option B, it means you probably have a qualified audit opinion because you have not complied with generally recognized accounting practices, which is a departure from the accounting policy as required. So basically, SASSA took the decision to try and roll out the system in order to comply with the draft requirements. That is where then the problem started, because the system and all processes within the implementation were not ready. And therefore, that resulted in during the year a number of errors, and the time also required for the continuation was not adequate. So, this is what then led finally to the qualification. I think members must remember that in changing the new system in 2009-10, SASSA has prepared four financial statements for 4 years. They have to rework all the figures from 2006-7, 7, 8, 9, and 9, 10. Because those figures have to be reworked in line with the new approach. And the same people were to also focus on the current work that must go ahead in terms of current financial management process. Now, clearly, 1 year to implement and roll out a new complex system while changing the control accounting system was never going to be adequate. It would have been a miracle to get them to be able to do that. So that is the biggest challenge that is related to the qualification of the financial statement. So what he then did, especially when I actually joined as well in June, was to take stock of the progress made. Clearly, it was very clear that there were challenges. Then we commissioned a set. That is, these are specialists, these are chartered accountants that actually train these firms in the private sector and actually understand get into the international financial reporting standards. And that firm came on board and they did a lot of work to ensure that those financial statements were able to be implemented in the format of that. But as we have to reconcile now individual balances in those statements, 6 areas that were highlighted by the AG could not be reconciled completely. That is the area of inventory, the area of assets, especially intangible assets, the area of creditors, that is accounts payable, and also the, but we'll get to the individual ones just now. But those are the basic reasons, in a summary. I don't want to go into detail in too much detail, but I am trying to give an indication of where the problem is being about. Now, what it means is that the accountants who are assisting us do the correction of those balances. But in the long term, the immediate step now is to ensure that you've got adequate capacity to end pressure in for people to begin to manage our accounting in the general interest. Which then means that other than training existing people, you must also hire people who are now, that also then resulted in the insufficient because around January we started negotiating with Tesla to say there is no way by May. As early as January, it was clear that there is no way that the agents will be ready for complying with the situation. So, Treasury indicated that since this is an expected requirement, not a Treasury directive, it might not be possible to do so. So, they said we must try our best, failing which we will then follow the normal PSLA processes of getting the Minister to explain to Parliament the reasons for delaying the financial statement, which were finally submitted to Parliament and to auditors. And then the other process is unfolding until the issue. terms of the intervention, there is an action plan, a detailed action plan that deals with the specific issues raised by the NGO in terms of reconciling those balances. We also, as I indicated, appointed a team of accountants to assist in managing this process for a period of a year. And the intention is also to actually train and transfer skills to people who are actually performing those tasks. And they are people who are deployed in the regional facilities as well as on the communities. And as I indicated, there will be a specialized focus training on the actual system, the Oracle system, as well as the principles of actual accounting, which are totally different from cash accounting. One of the very important things for us, we took the management decision now to say everybody in finance needs to do an audit of the skills that they have and ensure that they are appropriately located, especially people in supply chain management, people dealing with asset management, people will be dealing with cash flow management as well as credit information. So those are the people we need to care to understand whether they in fact understand the requirements of the South African accounting standard. The agency has also identified those critical posts that need to be filled. We are going to fill a number of posts. I think those will be focusing on data as well as ensuring the actual accounting is implemented, have been identified for and approved by management as priority posts. If I'm not mistaken, it's about 202 posts. The agency is also implementing in-house change management initiatives to ensure that people understand that the culture has to change as well, because it's no longer the cash based of accounting. The accrual accounting is not only on the system, it's also the behavior of people. Simple things like when you submit your claims, when you travel. You don't submit it in COVID month, you must submit it in the month that you travel. It's very important for accrual accounting. Now, the long-term intervention, we are now working and talking to professional bodies to look at the critical staff in finance to begin to see a breath on some of the development. IFA is an institute for public finance and accounting, or public financial accounting. What it does, it is active on development in the field, in the professional field. So we are actually encouraging our staff to be part and parcel of that process, be members actually, so that they can get access other than informal courses that they attend to the university and so on. We also will be continuing with reskilling the current employees, as I stated, and do also for redeployment. Some of the employees will move totally out of finance, those who are still affiliated with financial skills. But we need those employees, same quality, to do our work within the registry, in warehouses and other areas of our business process. We also contemplating and discussing now the issues of barbering, because at some point we really need to say, is it adequate? Currently we do have barbering skills, but we need to have targeted qualifications within the agency. Finance will identify the part of those. We will be encouraging staff to say that they are education. This also would then also form part of the current retention and succession strategy within the agency. Now, the progress against action plan is more specific. I will be guided by the chair whether I should go into each individual detail. But if zoomed now on the specific area that was the general identified as shortcoming. On the plan to address the challenges, as I indicated, that the challenges are huge and require that we focus on short-term as well as long-term measures. Short-term measures will actually assist us to initial, in the short term measures, we're dealing with positive test evaluation. Whether we like it or not, there is no way we can succeed in implementing all these initiatives if we don't have money. So our focus really is to say the biggest cash, cost driver in Papua is on our handy, which is your money we pay to cash payment contractor. Now, in the short term, we have over the last 2 years renegotiated those contracts. But we now, this year, finalized it and we will issue out a tender which will assist us in reducing the cost significantly, because we believe that we can actually cut this up to almost half. In fact, you will see members when we come to discuss the budget. When you look at the budget figures for the tenancies or payment contractors, you'll see the significant increase from next following financial for the outer 3 years in the MTF. Now we also pushing a drive to recoup the money that are sitting in the dormant account. But those funds, for me, we are sitting, are not going to help me much, because it's money that I must go to cook. Important for the accountant general, because he's been actually part of this exercise. But those funds will go to National Treasury. However, we are hoping that once we actually pay back those money, they will be considered in terms of better allocations to us to catch up in areas where we have challenges. We're also looking at the restructuring of the finance function. There are areas where Papua established, we believe, should have been centralized. For instance, the inventory management, the decentralization is more problematic rather than if you centralize those functions. But there are other areas where we have now taken stock of how best can we actually manage the functions themselves. Also looking at sourcing outside assistance to address the challenges indicated by the engage a thermal accountant and auditors to assist in the needed reconciliation and also guiding and training and transferring skills to staff in preparation for the ongoing management of the new approach. On the service delivery side, we have the agency has developed that new service delivery model, which I think it would be very interesting to look into. We also then focusing on the immediate service delivery challenges that includes your queue management to address long hours that people in some offices have to spend in queues, introducing booking systems which is basically to avoid congestion as well as where people come and live at the end of the day without having people service. Mm-hmm. And it's time to sleep over in order to ensure that they rush for the infants or the food. And the issue of mobile trucks now have been put up into action, and satellite facilities for we also extended the time, just like other departments that have a similar challenge like Paracom, specifically where we will open on Saturday instead of 30 service points to take applications and so on. We also introducing the rapid response team. These rapid response teams basically are people who will go and do firefighting in various offices, and they will be rotating around. We are wary of the fact that these are short term measures. Not the long-term solution that we are looking at. We also have stakeholder forums, which involves community structures where we deal with the issues affecting our competition. In terms of the long-term, we believe that we need to have to look at the entire business processes of Papua, ensure that they are in line with today's demand for a high-performance institution. Among other things, we will keep saying this because the business of Papua is grant payment, essentially, and administration and grant payment. It's typically IT-driven business. what you've been, the message you've been trying to drive through to stakeholders and to the president. Now, it is important for me and happy to know that at least now we have a commitment by all stakeholders, including treasurers, and over the NGF, we have an allocation in excess of 500 million to be able to roll out these questions. But we will deal with more of those questions within the budget review. But I think what it says to us is that focus on the business, as you are on the business, focus on the people, and also ensuring electronic management of information is quite central to the long term turnaround of the agency. When it comes to human resources, I think we also identify a critical cost. Despite the current challenge financially, I think the total is about 400 costs that you identify as critical, including that is your senior management post, including the CEO of post as well as the five executive management posts. We also identified that the payment contract has to be finalized this year, and that process is at an advanced stage now. In the next few weeks, we will be issued out. I'm putting a neck on the door for that one. We will be issuing out that contract. And the appointment of service provider, of course, I'm looking at the minister and taking a neck on the door for that. She knows what you are doing, that we are now finalizing the situation. In appointing of service providers to prepare the next audit, we have already done that. This is a short-term measure anyway. I've spoken of other short-term measures. The long-term approach is, I think, after we finally get to a new payment solution, this is quite important. Work is underway on the development of the solution. In fact, the interim tender, part of it is going to start taking some of the business, especially the enrollment function. That enrollment function is going to be built within SASA over the next few years to take care of that contract. And going forward, we're going to have a new payment solution that is going to be more focused on electronic means of payment. And as I indicated, automation of business review critically over the MTF will have to be managed effectively, and also the restructuring exercise. The restructuring is going to be wrapped up, and we expect that we are going to look at all the processes that need to be redone differently, if you like, or in some instances to be done away with. Well, this is a conclusion slide. Maybe what we are basically saying is that the same much as we see, it always comes as a shock in an organization. Unless you understand what was the reason for it. Sometimes you could take drastic decisions because of the shock that you get when you get explained. But if we look at individual elements of the financial results, for instance, if you monitor the deficit, are we increasing, are we going further, or are we gradually achieving our target of reducing it? I believe there is a positive thing when it comes to the deficit reduction. Automatically, the overdraft as well is gradually going down. Some of the key pillars that we need in financial management can now be put in place in terms of policies and control. Now, the major challenge is on the system, and system-based control is what now the teams are focusing on. So basically what we're saying, the good thing that we will provide, we have checked up in the financial system management before, are overshadowed by the disclaimer, and that basically is the issue that we are saying there. And also we're saying that the challenges facing the organization have been identified, and I think I'm almost done. I we need now is to have critical stakeholders focusing on the plan going forward that are put on the table. That would also include the oversight bodies like the committee, the department, etc., to make sure that maybe let's say all committees in that environment that are responsible for to make sure that these interventions in fact become reality and they actually work. Therefore, basically what we are saying is the plans that are on the table, the input is required and the joint monitoring of progress against those plans will be critical to ensure that in the next 3 to 5 years we achieve the consolidation of the agency work and ensure that indeed the agency will be a high performing institution. Thank you very much. If there are any specific questions on those items,
again, that day, which was the day of the shot, when this came up, and there was a question from one of the members that whether these are paying back the money if they are members of the staff. And taken to court, it doesn't say these members are paying back the money. It just says 3, 4, 5 people be taken to court for money. And I want to assume these are members of the staff that have been taken to court. You correct me if I'm wrong. Chair, the last one is on Slide 58, short-term plan. You telling us about feeling critical posts, including those at management level as well as CEO posts. Now, mine is on the second bullet, where you say adjustment of payment contracts and appointment of payment providers, appointment of service providers to prepare for the next audit. My question is, when is it advertised? Is it now, or is it something that they're still going to do? Because it doesn't say there's a time and and then by the time of advertising of payment contracts and appointment payment provider, what happens during the time you advertise? The same contractors, you know, do the rest until you find the right one. Let me hold the chair. I'll put a more question for those for the second question. Please give us time.
For disabled people in all those people out here heavy clothing, but you know that's it. But the program, I didn't speak yet, the men's health issue. There's a problem with the old age grant and the men's health. If I can just clarify that, so I can give good answers to the people. How do you go about doing this? Men's health for old age. Like if a woman has got getting money, and the money is so much and all that, she doesn't give a clarity on that. And there is one process. Unfortunately, because that's a top-down thing, because when these rewards were done, people were never informed. The money was just cut off, and they didn't get their payment. And when we're asking from the provinces, they were saying it was from the national. They didn't know if the money was going to be just cut off. And that was the contradiction between FASA's document. It says, we will not inconvenience you, and we will not take the money. Now, there are problems that we're going to go to rural areas where people are living far from the home office, then they don't receive even the letters that you write. I would suggest that we use local leaders, like councillors, like headmen. In the previous years, headmen used to be told, on certain sort of days, people must go to their pay point, we will be doing this well. But this year, it was painful because people have been taken with wheelbarrows to the offices of SASA for a few hours. Really painful. So I suggest that SASA went hand in glove with the leaders, local leaders, who are closer to the people, for information to the nation. Thank you. Last point.
sure that we try to improve the program.
And my last question is regarding the corporate governance framework implemented by the government. There are no measurable targets in 2009-2010 for the implementation of the integrity model. Yet, in 2010 annual report survey, reported that it is a target of previous version. Why is it important for the next question? Thank you. And
your eye on you. That's the not information due to financial market. Comprehensive crisis management framework was not guaranteed to professional counseling. My question is, so what vitamin C rise is supposed to be something what is some of them, including the fund range, is extremely important to include fund range to get your government. To attend to the capacity constraints, which are a cause of many outcomes not achieved or partially achieved, as mentioned in previous videos. And we hear that
that meeting, the question was there were four or three questions on the mobile site. And there were issues ranging from installing handholds around how the question was the utilization of the traffic. So the concern with regards to taking wasteful expenditure at the aging, pick up and when it's irregular expenditure around the wow. The other issue is this coming also is why do we need these cars? Are they effective? Are we getting them for money? And so on. Obviously, in relation to the initial issue, you have to say what action has been taken in order to deal with that situation. Now, we have, I think that's probably where the project came back. We have put up a strategy that was approved by which actually gave guidelines, detailed guidelines to regions on how the park should be managed and maintained. That gives the responsibility of the people in facilities management who are actually responsible for parks or any other aspect, including all our vehicles. That if the drug policies is in for service, actually taken in for service, if there are issues there that the parameters are actually maintained, then they are fine. Because the officials and the committee will be for who are coming from that. The other area is the area on drug administration, what those now are the people who take the truck. Because remember, the truck is a motorway. Those people must ensure why the truck is within their control. They have taken responsibilities around that truck. I think that is where also the issue of where that truck should be parked and how that truck should be actually taken by the material. And that goes into detailing that guideline in terms of who takes that information. And thirdly, which is a critical and large component of the truck, is the ICT equipment that is included. The bandwidth, the laptops, and everything. What is that? Or is it also picked up by the laptops? Now, we actually again indicated clearly in the guidelines who is responsible for that particular responsibility. Because if that IT equipment is lost while the truck is busy paying grants or taking applications under the custodianship of grant administration, you can't apply blame on IT people. But if that happens while IT people have taken the truck for service or for repairing the IT equipment, then they must take full responsibility. Then over and above, we then develop a utilization strategy. Basically, what we are saying, each region must identify demand for the trucks. Now, our trucks are usually aimed at those areas where we don't have adequate infrastructure in terms of service offices, but we also use them for government initiatives like we used to call them individuals, now we call it outreach programs, where services are given to the people. Starbucks and COVID is also part of that. So, strategy deals with those situations so that we are clear what those types are. We have then took the decision that all the trucks must be on the road in consultation with the ministry. That the trucks must be on the road and they must be fit. So even the bandwidth that's not working should be working because we have a contract with MTA that provides a half price in 94. What then we can get so we have actually agreed to that. Now, what problems we encountered in the past? People were arrested or headed. For instance, an example I would like to give, that huge satellite dish is still on top of the truck. When you are going to move the truck from point A to point B, you have to hold it and close it and make sure you drive. in about 20 days to land in the state, to finally get to morning in about 27. Then we've got the ones that are becoming serious, we've got about 59, which are still serious, which definitely those are going to be going on a full disciplinary. And there are those that are actually will be empty handed over for community. So, those that are supposed to be
very more fair for community, will be need for fair for everybody. So basically, we now have the stage of implementing the outcome of the incident, which is a huge number of employees, and we are looking at our impact in the current outcome of the business. I think they've done an excellent job in that. So we now going to monitor what the process is that certain cases, these cases go to the financial system of course. Once they have been found, then we assign labor relations to go and do detailed investigation in line now with the Labor Relations Act and the Code of Conduct. We see what that question where the main and I must say that it's not only junior officials, that junior officials who are going to be investigated and all the heads will speak and if necessary. It's not going to be a question of selectivity. Then if I move to the fraud that people are taking to court, well, both Happy Seven and other members of the party who are in the field. Initially, remember, I was telling you there was a focus on Happy Seven. Everybody now will be focusing on them. We are recovering. People who are going through that process, we get them to sign a collection of them. Some of them are actually went through the court and get prosecuted, and they also signed an acknowledgement of them. Now, we find situations where people default to payment, we have to find ways and means of tracing them, but the recovery rate that we see is about, on the AOG, I think it's about 62%, which is not too bad given that also in the beginning of some countries, who are prosecuted. Why she has now taken a decision for the transition to the agency is that we need to identify those what we call irrecoverable cases, and then we make provision for that. In fact, there are four accounts to demand that we do that every time. Because it's no use chasing 10 rand and then you spend 100 rand in order to get 10 rand. So we identify those cases where it may not be economically making sense to change those. So in some instances, those people no longer working, they have no access to recover. Now, there was an issue on that aid. I think payment providers were appointed. Yes, it's important to clarify. When we joined the agency, we took stock that knows all the challenges that we were trying to face, especially with the new system that was rolled out and the change in the accounting policy for reporting. We then commissioned that for a short time, we were to assist in finalizing the accounting frame that was appointed, was assisting in finalizing the financial statements. And you look at the financial statements and look at what we had last year, there's a significant difference. Well, it's now 2.8 on a quarter coming. And in fact, if you look at the private sector, you will not be aware. Most of the Fed, once they finish the financial statements, they take it for what we call quality control, quality check, by these kind of companies to be able to stay in full compliance with the standards. Because the standards are changing every time again, like you say, not every year, every month or every day, the accounting standard setting board is changing the standard. So you take them for quite a check of what. Then the second tip, which is now really doing the real work, that is now to deal with actually capacitating our internal staff, identifying deficiencies, reconciling the balance of that, and not reconciling. This is now the team that is on board. So that team is going to assist us through in actually looking for a long-term solution to the problem that we have. Because the reality of the matter, there are people, but we don't have adequate number of people who are qualified for what we don't have, number one. Secondly, we do not have that capacity as we speak. remember the audit, one of the challenges we had, because of the delays in that implementation, the audit report only came in November. Now, November, that you see, the magnitude of the problem. So we went out of our way to get to a point at this time. We hope initially that we can do it in 1 month, but no procurement process of time. It's just impossible because there's so many compliance issues. We approved and appointed in January and we started working in February. So now they are on board in terms of cleaning up all these processes. But remember, we did not wait for that to come up. They have been ongoing well. The implementation of the model, of the last 3 modules, especially if I can give an example of the assets, what was important is to ensure all those balances are taken on in the new system. And then the recalculation of cost and depreciation and surplus is ongoing. So the same is actually not coming to his full capacity. They are actually augmenting the capacity that the staff already have. Well, the other part of the question was the appointment of, which I think in that slide, AMSS provider, a little bit different. Now, there, we're talking with experienced contractors, and I think the question was, what makes this delay? Why are we doing this process? I think we can rush getting a new payment solution or proposal, that is the RFP. The data there is that it's a complex environment. And now we are actually moving to a new payment system. We really want to make sure we're actually doing the right thing. So there's been a consultation process. I think remember we recall that last year at that time was also a period of inquiry that after was doing work around this issue, which actually gave a report that is actually heading in the work that we're gonna do in terms of the new proposal. So that is the process I said, looking on the side of the minister, like I'm putting my name on the board, that is now at the table. We are going to be publishing. But I think important for us, it's not going to be just publishing. It's going to be on this evaluation and choice to make in placing the right solution. What we now to apply our minds in terms of all the key elements that we need to achieve in terms of the new solution for the board. Honourable Member, there was an issue around the missing file. Well, the missing file, I think the question was, does it affect beneficiaries to make a decision? What happens during that process? Well, what we do with the missing file, first, we actually identify the problem. The beneficiary is continuing locating a benefit. It's only when we think up that maybe certain instances, the reason for the missing file, where fictitious or suspect, then we will do a thorough review of that particular beneficiary we find, and then if it comes to a push, we terminate it. If we say that, let's say for argument, say it was a problem that, but most instances, most of those files are for grants and beneficiaries that we then indicate that those files have either not yet used to wear out or that sitting in other problems. In fact, we're working very closely with the general. Even in this audit, they have given a provision in their second. Most of the provisions have managed to give 100% of information. There were a few regions where they would find about 5 or 6 files that they were found, and then those are two problems. But the situation is quite better this time around. In terms of accountability on FRC, we have. Even last year, already responded to this October, August, September, when we went to October. We developed the main issue here was the control, so agents and federal controls around management of social reports itself. Social reports itself is also by its own nature susceptible to this kind of, I wouldn't say really fraud, but because we're actually talking about distribution of food in the rural areas. So many people are hungry, they're going to the qualifications, right? grad, on the assessment and review of disability grad, what percentage of those that have been declined. I would ask for some details, what I can pass on. What do you not spend, when you complain is not it. I think the budget for social plan is based on estimates. And we're looking at indicators, economic indicators, and other indicators that are built in the focus of knowledge. Sometimes we may find that the estimate is quite close. It can be expressed to the indicator. 80 billion expenditure, and then you say 79. Not too much of a variance, but what we are still maintaining, which is building professional court assessment. Safari is now building more capacity on the platform still short. Those other people, for example, the foundation, they actually get that. I'm actually also indicate that some of the reasons for people not getting the plan, I just like come from the village. I'm producing to people, they're quite aware. Actually, also some questions came about. How do people aware? What are the levels of awareness of the plan? The fact of the genesis, in fact, I was very surprised to learn even during the same school process of Chapter 5, to hear the old men in the village saying, I'm not 63, when I'm at 13, next April, they know. But you find that either they don't have proper documentation, sometimes they don't even have money, for example, to go to do this thing. So there are other reasons why people are not coming forward. But we still pushing our communication campaign to make sure that the message, once there are policy changes, the message is clear to the people in terms of how it benefits. However, we also looking at a new strategy around communication. I like the question that came around stakeholder engagement. We actually are going to utilize those forums. We have started in other regions where we actually engage traditional leaders and other churches and other stakeholders to begin get assisting us on the how their membership must be and the community how they must be able to get access to their plan. Communication, we identify that sometimes we don't listen to people because of the communication network. We now want to use what I would call indigenous ways of communication, where we actually go to where people are gathered. People in the rural area usually have functions and windows and things. And we want to go to the airport, so I think it was mentioned that that is the same point. So that this message should go through to our people and stay for it. So we do have community, what we call the community people who are at the same point. Thank you.
But I think things have changed so much now. And then the development in technology and other things. So we are really looking at what in terms of our structure. For the long term, it will be in terms of the review and the structure process will be focused on that. But so far, I think we have identified about 7,000 folks that we will be sending. We just bring the final round of consultation, then we will be taking the report to the minister for consultation. But I think we need to come, we're estimating our vacancy rate to be between 30% and 35%, which is more realistic. Then going forward, critical costs, because remember we also have financial challenges. We have identified about 400 support. We have issued some arguments recently in the global for some of the posts, but there will be a number of posts that we will take. The minister has asked that we give her that strategy, a plan. About it, what principles will be priority in line with the cabinet vision and cooperation. So that is also underway. So we'll be taking that step in the next. Yes. All right. I can. The two issues with IKEA, yes, I think both are true. We have a major issue in the government. The main issue is basically company detail, that they are pushing that all those officials who have at some point access or done work on the approval of grants, which those officials are carrying in their file. They say those officials must not be assessed. They must just automatically move to their assessment. That is the main thing. There were other issues which have been resolved today. And then we are saying no, we will assess the potential and capacity and skills of each employee and ability in line with our job evaluation process. We still got just to be there. In fact, we actually prepared job testing the system. We're going to first go through an internal process where people are given a chance, but must be able to qualify to this job. And then if you don't find those, or maybe you find them and they are not enough, then you go out and go from outside. So that was the only hiccup. And then on those issues, I think they are involved and they are supporting now the high grade. And then with the issue of our budget constraints, all we are saying is that the five regions were from the budget point of view, we're not going to be practical. It might have been something that we have to talk about every time. Remember the perspective of saving much more than time. So this is some of the things that we're doing. In fact, in 1911, perspective that we said, remember my report that this was corrected, and we indicated that the rollout in 1911 would be existed. It was no longer 49. And now, going forward, in the new set play, there's more we are going to be focused. Because money now is a huge set of people. No fear for the British Lions to use part of the department. Well, I'll just touch on the public information to teach you more about the issues there. For us, where we're sitting, the challenge of managing, of administering grants, or social assistance functions, or payments, is so critical, even if the accountability is to the department or to the board or to the chairman. So I think that is the most critical issue for us. I think we need to focus on processes. I think the issue has always been with the flow of funds that the department is, the DG is finally accountable. But in instances where, and in fact, the expenditure is reflected on the books of the department, but they have almost very little control on the operational detail of how that money is. It's quite unfair in a way, because you have two accounting officers, and one accounting officer is accountable, the other one is responsible. Now, at the end of the day, DG probably would like to have more say still be day to day operation of that, and God has ensured that everything is well. The current mechanism at the end, in the case of the report and things and current affairs on the MOA, but I think the real of the matter is that the real oversight is killed by the people of the organization. It's not easy. That is definitely who will know what's going on a daily basis in the entire organization in better pressure of the organization. Now, the appropriate maybe teaching is critical that in terms of how this method is taken forward. But in terms of clear from the legalizing within SASA, we will be attending on the issue of the role of head of this education. Because currently there is some challenges with regards to what seemingly a federal proceeding that has taken place there, where the region will want to see or anywhere directive the demo and there's always some kind of challenges around that. I'm going to ask you. And then we also look at the issues around our internal government structure. For instance, the manholes, the escorts, all the committees that are currently functioning, finding the resources. That we have done now, there is clear understanding of who plays what roles and who is accountable for what. What we're really doing is to cascade this accountability chain down, especially where things are taking place. Because that is where the outcomes are mostly having to go on. At local offices and where applications are taken, we are looking at the care of the community on the application and approval processes and oversight and supervision. That's an area of focus. We also focusing on the M&E. Well, the M&E unit has never been fully established and other than that. So it's an area we believe that it's so critical for us in the new strategy plan going forward to strengthen that as well as the risk management area. I think there was a question around risk management. In fact, the risk management head has just been advertised to send it in the newspaper. It's an area we believe we cannot go to areas M&E and risk management are quite critical for us. The filling of senior posts is at this stage, both the CEO and the regional head. The effects on the district, I looked at the submission on the regional manager, because initially we had to be red head, because we spend time, the track time of the interview, remember, government. Also now exists on two things when you appeal Singapore, contingency assessment as well as matching. So we have now completed all the contingency assessment for the candidate. Now we are submitting the shortlist. I can come back to say even with the minister by Friday. But even the CEO, I think we should get the people to have to do that as well. I have indicated on the review that we are undertaking on the performance management in general. But we have identified the whole, we're not alone, I think we've got other departments also all in all going to be thinking after. What we want to achieve finally is to make sure that whoever can perform our work, I've increased that those people who really perform the service delivery model. Not implemented due to capacity constraints. Yes, we have now in the 9-10 level financial analysis approach. Now the work is really the detail of implementation and what we call various tools of implementing various components of the model. But I think until we look at it, we see the comprehensiveness of the work that has been done. Because the world from all the regions, previously there were different models that were applicable by different provinces. So we have now streamlined the process, streamlined the IT and
just want to make sure that we made it very clear to the new authority to the doctors and staff. Reviews and death notes. I think the death notes on this is like historic. And also they are assessing the research requirements around the issue of radio capacity. Because basically saying those people must actually come forward to involve each individual beneficiary out of the 40 million to check whether that beneficiary is still to them to get a plan. So you reassess the intent, you reassess the medical condition, etc. It's like while you're doing that, you've got a pool of people coming because of the new attention and policy changes that you need, and otherwise your normal intake. So it is quite on both the case, every 2 years, once the court order has to be marked with it. So we also depend on the court, we also depend on social workers who assist us with that process. So they are historical clients. Which year I'm talking about in the first place is a question. On the submission of KFL Chapter 3, I think the KFL will put it into the next one to go now. We believe that we will be able to meet the KFL of labor for all the motives of there are indeed some challenges that I don't get fully, that's why we are going to go to all the recommendation balance. I know what says on assets, there's a web now on the condition and disposal for the current financial year. Because the backlog up to end of March 2020 is done. So that is already a process that underway. But still hope, maybe in one word, are we going to meet the question? Actually outlined the business process from start to finish, from application to approval. Now, it identifies what many people will need and what capacity will need. There will definitely be new positional capital process. That is going to be a document that informs. So when you do a restructuring exercise, or something we call business process with engineers, you're looking at what business processes are there. Then it will inform what number of people you need and what structure finance you have. So the structure is going to change significantly in terms of being informed by the business processes. Now the business processes, the relationship with the structure is there, but not as early. They don't necessarily need to be in the same time. For instance, on the current system we have at the regional level, it's here. But the business process is indicate what steps need to be done in the management. But it might be the steps that are either taken at local office level or at district office level, or you can collapse the two, but you still follow those steps in terms of the business process. Like maybe the steps will be screening of the application, capturing of the application, verification of the application, and then approval of the application. Then it goes to payment. So the all those processes are actually captured now in the first stage. And it will translate into a structure. Yeah, I think I can use this. Chairman, I think I can give maybe a quick one on the integrity module and then on medical review on the camera.
The question was on the level of the level of on the external. As you can see from our analysis,
said that there was 121,000, you must remember that when they are focusing on real disability with the tradition, because those who were awarded permanent disability grants and those that were awarded temporary disability grants are put in. Now, those who get a temporary grant, those grants will last. And that is talk to the people. You feel that there are still the people that come back to apply. Those that were permanent grants, for meaning that they probably have got more difficult illnesses, will be for longer. What am I going to do now for those people? It puts an element of sense to keep it here where now we are questioning. We look at the documentation first before we call it. And we say, this person from the documentation, the future, if this condition is very significant, this person is very vivid, we will try and not call those one thing, but we take the benefit to those people. But the percentage currently now, if you look at the numbers, we've got just over 1.1 million now people with disability. It was 1.96, 1.36, now it's 1.19. About 70,000, mainly from those grants that last. The last question was from the prioritized element of the disability. You appreciate those prioritized elements were constructed to address fragmentation problems that are there from the different provinces and from how they are doing. The issue and the importance was to ensure that we standardize them so that you've got the same experience of the guy who can move from one position to the next. Even in the assessment by the doctor. So those elements basically that we talk about will be keeping. Make sure that people who come in with people that we try to screen. And the screening happens from their own doctors where we give the recommendation to and we please provide us with information. The medical home management then we throw that is a problem with it. And people who act as familiar to the form and they brought it up. So we try for the client not to keep the form now. The client comes to the office them for assessment, but the form comes back straight to us. We limit the issue of fraud by doing that. Looking at the issue of contract that we have with service providers and the training of all our efforts within this thing. So those are the prioritized elements of the law. So we do it.
A conclusion that the power.
Thank you.
can also contribute to a number of problems that we have today. You mentioned the issue of the substitute principle that we started with. We accepted all the people that were working in all the provinces. And some of them were really clerks, ordinary clerks, who can just like me count money. Because what they were doing previously was just count money, give to a person, and then record that anyone can do that. And then now we need to be a bit sophisticated. And then the issue of welfare state, I think we need to address it. It needs its own time. But what we are doing right now is we are dealing first with vulnerable people. South Africa does not have a basic income fund, which is one of the characteristics of a welfare state. And even at the last conference, in the last LGC of the ruling party, the issue of the basic income grant was out, which means we are not moving towards a welfare state. But also, there must be solidarity with a vulnerable group, and this is what the state is doing. We also need to look into this against the background of the problem of the government. For instance, if it did, the bazaar is for students, then it's a part of the program to try and lift out families out of the cycle of poverty. So it's going to be a long-term program. I've been saying that I'm wary of saying that we want to create big jobs, we want to create jobs every day and give a false picture. Mm-hmm. I think we need to give a real picture and say that we are taking transition. We're trying to address the imbalances of the past. And that is not going to be a permanent feature. It's going to gradually improve. So I think if we always want to say that we want to create jobs, we are putting ourselves against the wall. And we won't be able to do the work if we continuously do that to ourselves. And one other thing that we think is important right now is to focus also on 0 to 3 year children and ensure that they do get the grant, because that is where the kids or children develop, that is where you need to develop cognitive skills. So there is a lot of work that we have to do. On renewals, we have had also a discussion. We are trying to find a way of ensuring that if there are renewals, there must be a system put into place to deal with renewals. You can't just say people must go for renewals if we don't have any system in place. And I think Mr. Takate also alluded to that. But we want to thank you for giving us a hearing, and also to say that we will always be ready to receive whatever information you give to us. And right now I have a piece of paper of someone. I no longer give to anyone. I give them to the CEO, because people risk their lives. There are people who are giving information about fraud that is taking place in their areas, and we've been accepting that information, but we want to ensure that it is kept at a high level, because this is about the lives of the people, and they are sacrificing their lives to ensure that we improve our services as a then CEO, I think by the end of April we will have a CEO. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
one, you know, from the text alive, other than the assignment, and other than the measurement of code, and the initial B in the sub, which is just the edge, other than the source of the so, it will be open to the I received some correspondence from Professor Malika from the Institute for Social and Economic Politics in the Central to say that he would support the engaging of the city, calling our social policy for the city in Germany. And he has given correspondence to the